if they wanted to go on the website. Playing the gavel again, I think.
Good morning, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished delegates. On behalf of the Secretary General of the United Nations, I would like to declare open the Preparatory Committee for the 8th Review Conference of the Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, and Stockpiling of Bacteriological, Biological, and Toxin Weapons and on their destruction. This preparatory committee marks the formal opening of the 5-year review process for the Biological Weapons Convention, which is a key element of the international community's efforts to address disarmament and non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction through prohibiting an entire category of such weapons. With the pace of advances in biological science and technology growing ever quicker, the review process is pivotal for the Biological Weapons Convention to remain an effective mechanism for efforts to prevent biological warfare. In this context, this preparatory meeting and its resumed session in August takes on significant importance to ensure that the review conference delivers an outcome that truly strengthens and improves the effective implementation of the convention. The provisional agenda for this meeting is before you in document BWC/conf8PC/1. I would like now to invite you to consider agenda item 2, the election of the chairman and other officers. Delegates will recall that the meeting of state parties in December 2015 approved the nomination by the Eastern European Group of Ambassador Molnár of Hungary as president of the 8th Review Conference and chairman of the Preparatory Committee. May I take it that state parties agree to elect Ambassador Molnár as chairman of the Preparatory Committee? It is so decided. Thank you. Ambassador Molnár, please allow me to be the first to congratulate you on your election and to wish you every success in the important and challenging task that lies ahead. Please.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Ms. Solomon, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great honor to be elected chairman of this preparatory committee, and I thank you for the confidence you have invested in me. As I have stated in my letters to state parties earlier this year and in the regional group briefings, I am committed to performing my duties in good faith and in the most balanced, transparent, and inclusive manner possible in order to secure a positive outcome at the review conference. Today, we are embarking on the first formal steps of a crucially important task, reviewing the past operation of the Convention and preparing for its future. The overriding goal of our work as a whole this year is to assure the Convention's noble and vital objectives are being realized by also taking into account relevant new scientific and technological developments. The 8th Review Conference comes at a time where extraordinary advances in biological science and technology promise ever more significant benefits for sustainable development across a wide range of fields, but where we also encountering growing and unfamiliar risks. In addition, events over the past 5 years, such as the Ebola virus disease outbreak in West Africa, have demonstrated the dangers posed even by naturally occurring diseases, dangers which could be multiplied many times over if the disease were to be spread with malicious intent. We may also be seeing a growing interest in biological weapons from non-state actors such as terrorists. For recent months, I have a strong impression that there is a great commitment among state parties to strengthening the BWC, and I also see this commitment reflected in growing political interest in the convention, as demonstrated by the number of proposals and initiatives already submitted at this early stage. It would appear that there is a great interest not only in building upon the success of the past, but also in exploring options for new directions in the future. Be assured that I will do everything possible to facilitate this work and to arrive at a positive outcome for the future of the BWC in November. Our work here at the preparatory committee will be partially procedural. This may not be glamorous or exciting, but it is nonetheless important. We must ensure that we have all the necessary arrangements in place to allow us to make the best, most effective use of our limited time in November. As you are aware, in addition to the traditional procedural discussions, the meeting of state parties decided that this particular meeting would consider the agenda items of a general exchange of views and the organizational aspects of this review conference, and that the meeting in August would provide an opportunity for state parties to consider comprehensively all provisions of the conventions. Therefore, we also will have to consider issues of substance as well as more traditional issues of procedure. Fortunately, the MSP gave us time to do this with the decision that we resume this meeting again in August. We need to approach our task in a manner that ensures all state parties can contribute to the review of the convention in a fair, balanced, and efficient way, to raise their concerns, to put forward their ideas, to highlight problems, and to propose solutions. We need to create an atmosphere which will help us to design a roadmap for the future of the convention at the review conference. Before we turn to such issues, however, we have some very specific tasks to complete. I can count on your support and cooperation to ensure that we make the most efficient use of the time that we have for this preparatory committee. With this in mind, I would like to continue with agenda item 2 and move straight on with the election of the other officers of the committee. I understand from my consultations that the group of the non-aligned movement and other states have been considering this issue. And before I proceed, I would like to ask the distinguished ambassador of the Islamic Republic of Iran whether the group is ready to make the nomination. You have the floor, Ambassador.